Thank you very much for coming to our Sunday feast program. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, today we are going to talk about 100 years of divine legacy, 1914. That's the year Bhaktivinoda Thakur left this mortal world, and this is 2014. So, I have a very nice PowerPoint presentation for you, and then we will discuss, you know, some few points for Sri Satchidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So, I'm going to discuss tonight, I will sing some songs also written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and in all his songs, so profound understanding of Krishna consciousness. He has such deep understanding how to spread Krishna consciousness, how to give it to the others. So that's what we are going to talk about. Before we do that, we are going to offer our pranam mantra to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Now you see on the altar where you see Rukmini Dwarkadish, and on the bottom there is a Guru Parampara, disciplic succession of the Gurus. And then you see Srila Prabhupada, next to his spiritual master, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, next to his spiritual master, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, and next to that one is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So that's what we are going to talk about this evening. So please repeat after me. Namo Bhaktivinodaya. Satchidananda Namine Gaura Sakti Swarupaya Rupanu Gavaraya. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Satchidananda Bhakti Vinoda, who is the transcendental energy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is a strict follower of Goswamis, headed by Srila Rupa Goswami. So, I'm going to give some background about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur appeared on September 2nd of 1838 in Biranagar, a village near Mayapur, West Bengal. His parents gave him the name Kedarnath, a name of Lord Shiva. You know, Badrinath and Kedarnath. So that is the Kedarnath. In his youth, he studied the Quran, the Bible, and works of Milton, Kant, Hegel, Voltaire, and other Western philosophers. So he was very learned, very well educated. He learned in English medium. Who? Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in this time British English. So he was very qualified. In 1859, at the age of 21 years, he obtained the license to teach in schools. Thus, that same year, he began to give classes at a school in Cuttack. The following year, he received an offer to become headmaster at the school of Orissa. See how handsome he looks in this picture? Huh? He's very young. In 1859, at the age of 21, in 1860, his son, first son, Ananda, was born. That's what you see, the picture of Ananda. At the end of 1861, his first wife died after a long illness. Thus, the next year, Kedarnath married again. Kedarnath is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, right? Bhagwati Devi, second wife of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That's the picture of her. In his autobiography, Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions that since his childhood, he had felt a natural attraction to listening to the histories of the Mahabharata and Ramayana. Those are the scriptures, Mahabharata and Ramayana. When he was 23 years old, a great desire awoke in him to obtain books about Vaishnava Dharma and Bhakti. This is very significant. See, he was a devotee, born in a devotee family, nice family, very rich, affluent family, by the way. So he had this Vaishnava Dharma and Bhakti. Bhakti means devotional service. A Bengali Vaishnava had spoken to him about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. See, he read before what? Ramayana and Mahabharata. But then a Bengali Vaishnava had spoken to him about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and a book that narrated his life, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's how this whole thing started. But despite great efforts, Kedarnath Datta could not find a copy of this masterpiece by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. That's the author of that book, Chaitanya Charitamrita, is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Instead, Sahajya literature was very popular among Bengalis. As a result, there was so much confusion among the people about authentic Vaishnava Dharma. There were so many apasampradaya, means Aul, Baul, Sahajiyas, Smartas, Atibari, Gauranga Nagari. You see in the second picture on the right hand side, they think that we are the gopis and they dress like a gopi. So that is all apasampradaya. So much confusion. The real purpose, the real bhakti, real devotional service was hidden. It was not manifested properly because of this apasampradaya. This is a side apasampradaya, side sampradayas. This is the oldest existing copy of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, by the way. This is a Madhya Leela. It is authenticated by the Institute of Vrindavan, Vrindavan Institute. So there is one institute very close to our ISKCON temple in Vrindavan. They authenticated, this is a Madhya Leela. By the way, Prabhus and Matajis, Leelavati, we had a very great fortune to have a darshan of this Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, originally written by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. It was hidden at one of the Brajabasi's home. And we went there and just by talking to that Brajabasi, he said that, you know, Prabhu, you are from America and I'm so impressed, I'm so happy that you are chanting and you are doing this. So, you are very Krishna conscious, I would like to show you something. So, I said, okay, Prabhu, sure, show me something. He said, then he brought this Chaitanya Charitamrita and then he took this to the Institute, Vrindavan Institute, where he got authenticated, this is a original Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now this particular Chaitanya Charitamrita is with Mayapur Institute. You know, they are trying to collect all those ancient scriptures, all those old scriptures. Okay. Between 1861 and 1870, the young Kedarnath Datta held various positions of responsibility in different localities of Bengal and Orissa. In 1868, he finally got hold of a copy of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita in Orissa. With great eagerness, he studied the life and teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, experiencing great joy and satisfaction. Because in Chaitanya Charitamrita is the biography of Lord Chaitanya. You see here Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya on your my right hand side. You see that is a Gaura. Everybody say Lord Chaitanya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu experiencing a great joy and satisfaction. It was then that Bhaktivinoda Thakur began his great mission to propagate the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after he got hold of what year was that? In 1868, he got hold of that book, Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's why his dormant love for Krishna, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, awakened. It was that Bhaktivinoda Thakur began his great mission to propagate the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and revive the Sankirtan movement. What is the Sankirtan movement? Congregational chanting. And what do we chant in congregation, in the congregation? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That is recommended process in the age of Kali. He had been selected, okay. He had been selected by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and sent to this world as a preacher. Who could have been a better choice to preach to the scholars of that time? The real devotee. Left Bhaktivinoda Thakur's photo. Can you see it? It's not very clear, but you know, that's his original photo and autograph. And right hand side, the first page of his original Swalakhita Jivani in 1896. That's what he wrote. The copies of Sri Chaitanya, his life and precepts, were sent to Western scholars across the British Empire and landed, among others, in academic libraries at McGill University in Montreal, at the University of Sydney in Australia, and at the Royal Asiatic Society of London. So that was his innovation, preaching innovations. Who? Bhaktivinoda Thakur, to spread this Krishna consciousness in that foreign countries. So he sent those. And one of our Prabhupada's disciples, he found this book, you know, right? Archita Prabhu, you can vouch for that. Finally, in 1871, he got permission to move to Jagannath Puri, where he began to write poetry. So we are going to sing some poetry, some songs. Among his writings, we find the famous poem dedicated to Haridas Thakur, which includes the following well-known verse. I'm sure this is most of the ISKCON devotees, they know. He reasons ill who tells that Vaishnavas die when thou art living still in sound. The Vaishnavas die to live and living try to spread a holy life around. So that's a wonderful written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. In 1874, Prabhus and Mataji, this is a very wonderful year, Bimal Prasad, the fourth son of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, was born. And you see this Bimal Prasad? Who is Bimal Prasad? Our spiritual, my grand spiritual father, Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki jai. The fourth son of Bhaktivinoda Thakur was born, and the Thakur mentions in his autobiography that the family observed all auspicious ceremonies like Annaprasanna, the first time a child eats grain with Jagannath Prasadam. So you see, you know, little small emblem of Lord Jagannath, and you see that Lord Jagannath right there in the third altar on your right, on my right hand side. This reminds me, by the way, this particular picture. My father, he used to take me to Vrindavan. When I was 10, I remember very clearly, when I was 10 to 12 years old, he used to take to Vrindavan. And I remember, I tried to find that picture with my father. I was sitting on his lap, and he took a picture, black and white. I couldn't find it, otherwise I would have presented that picture. And then he took us to Vrindavan. My father was very fond of going to various places in Holy Dham. I was born in a Vaishnava family, right from the childhood, worshipping Lord Krishna. The worshipper of Vishnu is Vaishnavas, worshipper of Krishna is Karshnas, but we, the Gaudiyas, we are worshipper of Radharani in the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, anyway, so my father took the picture, and I still remember very clearly, you know, now if you go to Lohi Bazaar, how many people have been to Vrindavan? Right? When you go to Lohi Bazaar, they don't have all those shopkeepers, they don't have anyone time to speak to you. They are so busy. But I remember very clearly, Prabhus and Matajis, that when I used to pass from that Lohi Bazaar, they were just taking a rest, taking a nap, and as soon as you see the customers, some new customers walking on the street of Lohi Bazaar, Prabhu, please come, please come, please come, you know, please buy something from us. Now, look at that, the difference. Anyway, So that picture reminded me of my father and me together. The same year, he was promoted to the post of magistrate with the specific responsibility of administrating the Jagannath temple. So he had a very, very understandable, you know, this is very spatial schedule in Jagannath Puri. What he would do? He sleeps only, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he sleeps only for 3 hours, Prabhus and Matajis. Only for 3 hours. He will write for 9 hours. What time he sleeps? You know, 7 to 10, 3 hours. And japa and study, 5 hours. And work, 6 hours, you know, because he was a magistrate. Very responsible person. Plus, he has to maintain his family. Still, he had all this time to do 9 hours of writing, 5 hours of japa and study. And then what he would eat? In the morning breakfast, prasadam, 1/2 liter milk, a fruit, and 2 chapatis. Every day. And in the evening prasadam, 1/2 liter milk again, rice, and again 2 chapatis. Any brahmachari here? Yeah, Prabhu, if you've been served, you know, this for all your years, all these years, 1/2 liter milk, 1 fruit, and 2 chapatis. Jai! Hari Bol! Yeah, it's very austere, right? But, you know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he did that, just very little. So, that is our Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The same year, the Thakura was promoted to the post of magistrate with the specific responsibility to administer Jagannath temple. I already read that. 5 years later, he left Jagannath Puri and was put in charge of various places in Bengal, where he also visited many holy pilgrim sites. In 1880, Bhaktivinoda Thakur published his first major work in Bengali, Krishna Samhita, an essay about the science of Krishna, his pastimes and the devotee. Krishna Samhita. In the following year, 1881, he published a small songbook containing 63 songs entitled Kalyan Kalpataru, The Desire Tree of Good Fortune, which was very well received by the public. So that first songbook, Kalyan, and we are going to sing one of the songs out of that 63 songs. Is that okay? Right? Loudly. Hari Bol. This songbook, Kalyan Kalpataru, is divided into 3 parts. Teachings. He is going to teach. And he has all the teaching, the deep meaning in all his songs. And then his attainment, Uplabdhi. And then Uchchavas, in the spiritual emotions, where you can cultivate the relationship between Krishna, Radha and Krishna and you. So, in the section of Vignapati, Confidential Confession, we see the wonderful song called Gopinath. In this section, we find the song Gopinath. Gopinath means Gopi is what? Gopi means Gopis, right? Damsel covered damsels of Vrindavan. Nath means the... Right. So we are going to sing that song. Is it okay? So I'm going to read the translation of this particular song. So please recite after I sing. Gopinath mama nivedana suno visai durjana sada kamarata kichu nahi mora guna. O Gopinath, Lord of the Gopis, please hear my request. I am a wicked materialist, always addicted to worldly desires, and no good qualities do I possess. Second one, O Gopinath, you are my only hope and therefore I have taken shelter at your lotus feet. See, humility, humble, you know, he's so surrendered soul. You are the only hope. I therefore have taken shelter at your lotus feet. I'm now your eternal servant. Third one, O Gopinath, how will you purify me? I do not know what devotion is and any my materialistic mind is absorbed in fruitive work. I have fallen into this dark and perilous worldly existence. Fourth, O Gopinath, everything here is your illusory energy. I have no strength or transcendental knowledge, and this body of mine is not independent and free from the control of material nature. So much deep understanding in his purport and his song. So let's sing this song. Rupal, can you give me the key, please? Gopina mama nivedana suno suno vishai durjana sada kamarata kichu nahi mora guna gopina mama nivedana suno suno vishai durjana sada kamrata kichu nahi mora guna gopina amara bharosa tumi tomar charane loinu sharana tumara kinkorami tina amara bharosa tumi tomar charane loinu sharana tomara kinkorami gopina kemone sobibe more more na jani bhakti na jani bhakti karme jadamati podochi samsara gore gopina honesti be more more na jani bhakti podeti samsara gore gopina sakali tomar maya maya nahi mama bala nahi mama bala jana surni mala swadina nahi ekaya gopina maya maya na nahi mama bala swadina nahi ekaya gopina. There are four stanzas, but I'm thinking only four. In the section of Uchchasava, spiritual emotions, in the category of Nam Kirtan, we find a well-known song, Vibhavari Shesha. Generally, they sing in the morning, Vibhavari Shesha, Aloka Pravesha, Nidra Chhadi Utho Jiva. Since many years, The devotees at the Krishna Balaram Mandir in Vrindavan chant this song during Mangala Arati. So 4:30, 4:15 is Prabhupada Arati, and then 4:30 is Vibhavari Shesha Mangala in a Mangala Arati. In 1886, Bhaktivinoda Thakur published Sri Chaitanya's Sikshtakramarta, another major work which explains the basics of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. In the same year, he established the Vishwa Vaishnava Sabha, a spiritual society which later was continued by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his son, in the form of Gaudiya Matha, and by Srila Prabhupada under the name of ISKCON. Bolo Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So what Srila Prabhupada has said about Bhaktivinoda Thakur, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives a very summary appreciation lecture of Thakur Bhaktivinoda in the transcription of a lecture given according to the text itself in on Gaura Purnima in 1969. So I'm going to read that wonderful what Prabhupada said. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan movement, which Bhaktivinoda desired in 1896, and somehow or other, coincidentally, I do not know what was his desire. I was also born in that year. What was that year we are talking about? 1896. Prabhupada born, right? So, and by Krishna's desire, I came to the disciplic succession to Saraswati Thakur, and he asked me to go to Western countries and preach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. So as soon as, when first meeting with Srila Prabhupada and his spiritual master, he gave that instruction, go and preach in the Western world. Western countries and preach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. The spiritual line of understanding is different from the materialistic point of view. The idea is that I was born in the different family and Guru Maharaj was born in a different family. Bhaktivinoda was at this time a magistrate, a government servant. By Lord Chaitanya's desire, we have come in the same line of disciplic succession. What was taught by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in 1896, that these teachings of Lord Chaitanya should be spread in the Western countries, by the chance of coincidence, or a coincidence, it is now happening. We should take it for granted that whatever is happening is at the present moment, by my humble endeavor, it is all the grace of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That's what Prabhupada says. This is by the grace of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Therefore, on this auspicious ceremony of Lord Chaitanya's appearance day, it will be greatly beneficial for us to hear from Bhaktivinoda Thakur what he wrote 72 years before. Because he gave the lecture in 1969, so it was 72 years before. And after 72 years, being humble servant in that line, I am traveling to distribute his teachings. This is a spiritual coincidence and we should take advantage of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's books. He wrote so many books, almost 100 books. Practically, this Chaitanya movement was, of course, Lord Chaitanya inaugurated this movement 500 years ago. And after that, so many pseudo Chaitanyas, like I mentioned, Aul, Baul, Sahajiyas, Smartas, Atibari, and Gauranga Nagari. And after that, so many pseudo Chaitanites depreciated the whole thing, but the Chaitanya movement in its pure form, as it is, was restarted by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bolo Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai. So if we would not have Bhaktivinoda Thakur, those Sahajiyas and all those upper sampradaya would have been prevalent. We should take it, now Prabhupada further states that, we should take it that Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the origin of the Krishna consciousness movement in its pure form.
in a pure form. So whatever has been disciplic succession, that's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur has presented. So that is very wonderful. And due to Srila Prabhupada's mercy, that's what we are here today talking about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bolo Srila Prabhupada ki!
Jai!
So, should I go further? Sure. Are you getting into that? Into that mood? Bhaktivinoda Thakur's 100 years of legacy? Right? Ribo. Yes. Together. Let's continue. During this time, he also began his commentary on Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, known as Amrita Pravaha Bhashya. Bhashya means commentary. In 1887, Bhaktivinoda Thakur made his residence in Navadvip Dham, where in beginning of 1888, he discovered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace. Who discovered this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace? Yoga Pit. You see Mayapur, how many devotees have been to Mayapur? So we have that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace, right? Not far from our ISKCON temple. So, biographers mentions that there are three major achievements. There are several achievements of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but three major achievements. He wrote almost 100 books. That is number one. Second, he is the instrument in finding the birthplace, appearance place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he has the preaching innovations. You know, he spent like Bhakti Vriksha group. You know, Prabhu, in Denver you have that Bhakti Vriksha group, right? Who is the pioneer of that? Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We have Namahata program. We have all this, you know, he sent to this various parts of the world. Those are the three major achievements of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Let's continue. In 1980, Sri Navadvip Mahatmya was published along with another song book with 51 songs called Sharanagati, Surrender. Very powerful. All those, you know, he wrote in Sharanagati, he wrote 50 songs. And there are six processes of Sharanagati, six processes of surrender. And under each process, he wrote several very profound understanding about Sharanagati, surrender, how to surrender to Krishna. We are going to attainment of surrender. The songs are divided into six sections, each section dealing with one of the six steps of surrender. The third part is called Atmanivedanam, means dedication of one's self to Krishna, of which we will sing Manas Deho Geho Jo Kichu Mor. This is very applicable to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He is not just simply writing it. He also, what he practices, what he preaches. So we say the three dandi, mind, words and body, right? So he is also a three dandi. Even though he was a householder, but you can consider as a sannyasi. All his mind, he was applicable, you know, he is applying towards Krishna. Mind, body and words. Got it? And of which we'll sing this one, which has also been sung and recorded by Srila Prabhupada. So, is it okay if I sing that second song, Prabhu's and Mataji's? Hari Bol. Thank you. It says, mind, body and family, whatever may be mine, I have surrendered at your lotus feet, O youthful of Nanda. Second one. In good fortune or in bad, in life or at death, all my difficulties have disappeared by choosing those feet of your lotus, of yours as my only shelter. Third, slay me or protect me as you wish, for you are the master of your eternal servant. If it is your will that I be born again, then may it be in the home house of a devotee. That's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says here. May I be born again even as a worm, so long as I may remain your devotee. I have no desire to be born as Brahma ever to you. See how Sharanagati, How much surrender soul he was. Look at that, you know, so much profound understanding in his bhajans. I yearned for the company of that devotee who is completely devoid of all desire for worldly enjoyment or liberation. Father, mother, lover, son, lord, preceptor, and husband, you are everything to me. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, O Krishna, please hear me. O Lord of Radha, you are my life and soul. So let's sing that.
Manasadeha geha jo ki chumo aur pilu tu vapade nanda kishor manasa deha geham jo ki chumor aur pilu tu vapade nanda kishor Sampadehi pade jivane marane Sampadehi pade Doya mama gela tuvao Padabarane Padabarane Maro bira kobi Jaycha tohara Maro bira Nitya dasa prati tuva adhikara Janma bhimai Ichha jadi tor janma bimoy Ichha jadi tor bakat grihe jani janma hao mor bakat grihe Kita jan mahaun jatha tu vadas Kita jan mahaun Bahir mukha brahma janme nahi As bahir mukha niya Bhukti mukti sriya Vihina je bhakta Bhukti mukti Labhaite tako sangha anurakta labha anurakta
Janaka Janani Doita Tanaya Janaka Janani Daita Tanaya Prabhu Gopati Tuhu Sarva Noi Prabhu Guru Bhakti Vinod Kohe Suno Kanha Bhakti Vinod Radhanath Tuhu Hamara Prana Manasa Deho Deho Joki Chumor Or Pilu Tuvapade Nanda Kishor Manasa Deho Deho Jo ki chumar aur pilu tu apade nanda kishor nanda kishor
bolo bhakti vinod thakur ki jai The previous bhajan, Manasa Deha Geha, expresses the mentality of a fully surrendered soul. In the first verse, Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives the gist of the whole song, My mind, body, household, and whatever else I may possess. O son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna, Krishna, everybody say Krishna, I offer to you at your lotus feet. Now, Prabhus and Matajis, we have in this picture, There is a Srila Prabhupada Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Now, without looking at the bottom one, who can tell me where he is? What is that? In the back row. This is. Oops. What happened? What happened? Okay. See that Bimal Prasad? The one which is on your left hand side on the back row. That is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada's Gurudev. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There are a few concluding points. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he predicted several things, but he predicted a personality will soon appear and he will travel all over the world to spread the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And who is that? Srila Prabhupada ki! Chanting of the holy name, Sankirtan will be spread all over the world. Is this happening or not? Yes. All over the world. Every town and village. What is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire was? That was his will. Every town and village, my name will be spread. My name will be sung. My name will be glorified. And the day will come. There was several predictions, but this is another one. The day will come that the fair-skinned foreigners will come to Mayapur and join with Bengali Vaishnava to chant Hare Krishna. And that has been happened in 1986. That happened. That 5,000 foreigners from all over the world, America, London, England, everywhere, France, they all chanted with all the Vaishnavas. Jaya Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana, Gaura Hari, Gaura, 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 Gaura Hari, Jaya Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana, Gaura Hari. So it was the will of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the desire of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and the mercy of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that Prabhupada was empowered to spread this holy name. Teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about Radha and Krishna, the loving conjugal affairs of Radha and Krishna. All over the world, he spread it all over the world. So thus the prediction of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who fulfilled that prediction? Srila Prabhupada. 100 years of divine legacy will continue of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And in this age of Kali, Yuga, we have another Yuga. I just heard that. So sweet, so beautiful. There is another Yuga in the age of Yuga, Kali Yuga. That is called Hare Krishna Yuga. Hare Krishna Yuga. And that is happening. It's just started, you know, this Hare Krishna movement just only 50 years. Christianity, how many years it took? 2500 years, right? So this is just started. Prabhus and Matajis, we are in the right path. It just started, but you know, look at that. The profound effect. 50 years, just 50 years. Every town and village, we have this. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. On June 23rd, 1914, he born in what year? Who remembers that? I showed you the slide. Who remembers that? What year he was? Born? 1838. Who said that? Revolt! Somebody's paying attention. Yes, wonderful. So, June 23rd, 1914, on Tirobhav Tithi means disappearance day of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. By the way, it coincidentally, it was the same disappearance day on 1914, June 23rd. They celebrated on that day, Gadadhar Pandit's disappearance day. So on that day, it was Gadadhar Pandit's disappearance day. Now you know that the Gadadhar Pandit, who is Gadadhar Pandit in Gaura Leela? He was Gadadhar Pandit in the Krishna Leela. He was Srimati Radharani. So, he entered in the eternal pastimes of Gaura Gadadhar in Godrama Dvipa in 9 islands of, in Mayapur. 9 islands is called Navadvipa. One of the islands is called Godrama Dvipa. In Godrama Dvipa, we have this, the Samadhi of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and they have this Gaura Gadadhar Archavigraha statue. And then he pastimes of Gaura Gadadhara and Radha Madhava. You know the first song I sang, Jai Radha Madhava, it was written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Prabhupada liked that bhajan very much, right Prabhu? He takes the form of Kamala Manjari to serve Srimati Radharani. So he was an eternal associate of Radharani, the Kamal Manjari. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai, Bhaktivinoda Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, all of you ki jai, Gaura Premanande, Hari Hari Bol. Thank you very much.